Parshios, Chukas, and Balak. So let's go back for a minute to Korach. We know that back in Parshas Korach, Korach started a rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. He was insulted that he was not picked to be the Kohen Gadol, among other things. And he started up with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was punished terribly. Korach and his crew were swallowed up by the earth. Move into Parshas Chukas. Miriam the Tzadikas passes away, and the Jews lose the special Be'er Miriam, the source of water in the desert that was there in the Schus of Miriam. They lose, and it only comes back B'schus Moshe and Aaron, which leads to Moshe hitting the rock instead of speaking to the rock, which led to the punishment of Moshe and Aaron that they were not allowed to go into the land of Israel. We move into Parshas Balak, and we know that Balak tried to hire Bilam to curse the Jewish people, Chas v'Shalom, and Hashem is very disappointed with Bilam that he's going to try and do this, and he sends an angel, an invisible angel, to stand in the way, and we know that the donkey sees the angel, Bilam does not. Bilam ends up hitting the donkey 3 times, at which point the donkey opens up his mouth and starts a conversation with Bilam. Amazingly, these 3 things are the first 3 things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Ches, Asara Dvarim Nivru Berev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas. There are 10 things that were created. Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas. That means Hashem created the world in 6 days. On Shabbos, he rested. At the point, right at the end of the 6 days, and right before Shabbos, what we call Ben Hashmashas, Hashem created 10 things. And the Mishnah goes on to list the 10 things, and 3 of them are the 3 things that we just discussed in the last in these 3 parashios, Korach, Chukas, and Balak. The Elu Hain says in Mishnah, Pi Ha'aretz, the mouth of the earth that swallowed Korach. Pi Ha'be'er, the mouth of the Be'er of Miriam that provided water in the desert. And Pi Ha'asol, the mouth of the donkey that spoke to Bilam. What does it mean that these 10 things, these are 3 of the 10, but what does it mean that these 10 things Hashem created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos right before Shabbos? So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov, has a very beautiful approach, and he explains that Hashem created a very beautiful, perfectly working universe. And it's very easy for a person to say that the way Hashem created the world is the world basically seems to run by itself. Everything can be explained with nature. The sun comes up and the sun comes down and the water evaporates and we have clouds and then there's rain and things grow and we have food and we have clothing and there are plants and there are animals and there are humans. And everything can be explained through the rules of nature. And a person can come along, chas v'shalom, and a person can come along and say that there is no creator. Everything happened by itself. There's no creator and there's no controller. Everything works naturally by itself. And obviously Hashem was aware of that danger. And therefore, right before the world is about to be, Elo Hashem lets go of the world, he creates the world, he gives it over to mankind. Right before that very first Shabbos, when Hashem rests on Shabbos, Hashem creates 10 miraculous supernatural things that he planted in the creation of the universe. And when those things happen, we are reminded that even though the world looks like it runs by itself, everything is so perfect, so natural, amazing science, everything can be explained so beautifully, these 10 miraculous things that are supernatural remind us and teach us that this amazingly beautiful, super amazing, fantastic world was created by Hashem and continues to be controlled by Hashem. Hamachadesh betuvo b'chol yom tovim ma'aseh bereishis. Hashem is always recreating the world, is always actively involved in the existence of the world and every single thing that goes on in the world. And we shouldn't be distracted, and we shouldn't be confused, and we shouldn't see the supernatural, beautiful world and get confused by all the science that's hidden in it. That's all the tremendous chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he put into the Bria to have the world and make it look like it runs by itself. And that's why, explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Hashem put 10 supernatural, miraculous things into the world. He actually wants to go on and try to explain each one, teaches us a different detail about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the general idea is that there are 10 supernatural, miraculous things that Hashem planted in the creation of the universe that are there as reminders so that we will not be distracted and confused and think that Chas V'Shalom, the world, was created and runs by itself. We should take these lessons and be able to play the hide-and-seek game, so to speak, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria and in our lives and hiding behind every nook and cranny, and appreciate all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us always.